InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So much for joining us on this live April 1st, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours live today. Have massive guests and information coming up for you. Look, it made huge headlines everywhere about my criticism of Trump. And of course, the media cut it down and took it out of context and the rest of it. But that's what they're going to do. So I can't, you know, tailor everything I do here. For the fact that they are so deceptive and the fact that they do that. So that's just the way this is. And we'll be going over some of that today and some of the things that Trump is, you know, saying and doing that are just all over the map. And in the past, the corporate media, the establishment media would constantly lie and say that President Trump is lying to everyone. And I would go look at it case by case, and Trump very rarely really even got things wrong. And I don't think he was lying in the past. He's very, very truthful. Sometimes it was a different, you know, point of view he had than me, but you can in general see he was telling the truth. Now it is just so much BS, particularly on the war, and it's just shocking, and I just cannot go along with gaslighting people. I will not be a water carrier, you know, for the administration on this front, and it is, again, really hurting Trump and his approval ratings. It's really hurting Trump and the economy. He said again last night and today. First, Hegseth said it yesterday morning. We played the clip that we've had regime change, and so now our goal has been achieved. I thought it was get their WMDs and their weapon systems, but it really was regime change. And now I guess they say they've killed enough of the leaders. They finally have leaders they can work with. But Iran says that's not true, and they lie some too. But in general, they've been more truthful, and their back's against the wall, and they're leaving the Strait of Hormuz closed. And Trump has said like 15 times in the last month, this war's been going on over a month now, more than 15 times that the war's over, the war's about to end. Now he says it's going to end in 2 to 3 weeks. But he's also saying it's over, but it's not over, and he'll continue to obliterate them. I have the videos of him yesterday, today. I have the true socials of him, and it's like different people are there with different personalities or something. And you can say this is some fog of war thing he's doing, a negotiation tactic. All I know is they said it would last 3-4 days, and it didn't. And it's already destroying the economy. And it's, in many ways, you only made the Iranians more hardcore. Meanwhile, you've got Trump sitting inside of the Supreme Court building right now during oral arguments on birthright citizenship. I think he's totally right. I think the Constitution, you know, is clear, and that this should, you know, not have birthright citizenship for people to come here and who are illegals and then have the baby 2 weeks after, you know, they're here illegally and have it all paid for. This is being totally abused. But we'll see what happens. They're trying to spin it that Trump is trying to intimidate people by being there. No, I think it's good that the president got in the armored limo and drove 2 miles there to listen in on this. This is a big deal. This is important. So I wish Trump a lot of, you know, luck with that. The Supreme Court keeps going against him, though, on really serious issues. Trump signed an executive order cracking down on mail-in voting, ensuring only eligible citizens receive ballots through postal service. That's a very good thing. You know, the courts will try to block that. NASA says the Artemis rocket is ready to go back to the moon. If you even believe that we went to the moon or that those missions were real, I know they've got a secret space program. It's more advanced than we know. And I talked to folks that were high-level NASA saying we did go to the moon, but not the way we thought. We're going to do a deeper dive on that today and so much more. Another top NASA scientist has been disappeared. Others are being killed. Definitely a cover-up happening there. We'll be right back with a massive Wednesday transmission. Stay with us.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements, at thealexjonesstore.com. Our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah! Problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist! I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even been close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to girt myself for it. And to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and that Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like, where have you been the last 5 years I've been talking about it? We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating, so if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right, doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over, doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that the society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to sacrifice. There's no sacrifice required here. We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, Again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous. Which again is another thing that sets us apart. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects. And the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, thealexjonesstore.com.
And we won't be doing any April Fools here on the broadcast. Only hardcore tomorrow's news today. All right. Trump is doing still a lot of good things domestically, and I support the members of his cabinet and the work he's doing and the good Republicans that are there that are doing their job. But we have the neocons, the rhinos that will not pass the SAVE Act that allows them to steal elections. Trump is front and center signing an executive order today, cracking down on mail-in voting, ensuring only eligible citizens receive ballots through the Postal Service. He's doing what he can through the executive. The Democrats are planning to challenge that in court and promising to. Trump is the first president ever to go to a live oral arguments during a Supreme Court hearing on the 14th Amendment birthright citizenship. That and so much more on the domestic front. I also intend to open the phones up again today. We have J.P. Sears, an amazing talk show host and comic and fellow Austinite and friend, in studio today for 2 hours. We'll also take some of your calls. And then we have the Green Beret that we had on yesterday from Valhalla VFT on, as well as Gary Melton from Paramount Tactical, getting into the insanity of them saying that a .30-06 bullet did not go through Charlie Kirk's throat and just went in and basically went down and stopped. And now the ATF has said, no, it's not a 30-06 bullet. And now we know this is 100% a cover-up. I mean, we already knew it, but now it is a fact. And that is just stunning. So look for Nate Kornacki and others to be with us for a deep dive in the fourth hour. All right. I'm going to sit here and play you a compilation of Trump, because you already saw it, you already know it, and I'm not trying to dunk on Trump. It's just why I'm really concerned. Saying at least 14 times on video and dozens of times on Truth Social, but we found 14 times, and that's what the news says is 14 times. Just, he said to press conferences or during speeches that we've won the war and the war will be completely over within days. And then we saw the Secretary of Defense yesterday say, we've had regime change, that was our goal. And so this is going to be winding down quickly. Well, they said it wasn't about regime change, but it was about regime change. But it's illegal to preemptively strike a country for regime change, but they can't even control their messaging and keep it on the WMDs. So it's just wild. It's so insulting to everybody, and it destroys our credibility around the world, and nobody will deal with us in future negotiations militarily or economically if they can't trust what we say. And the thing was, America in the last 50 years has been historically very deceptive in negotiations, unless you're talking about Ronald Reagan. He was straightforward. He got a lot done because of that. Trump was always basically did what he said, so world leaders might have disagreed with him, but he was able to get a lot of deals done because he did what he said he would do. And again, the old leftist media would constantly say Trump was lying about this, lying about that. And I'd go look at it, and it was almost never wrong. It was almost always true. So one reason I'm so upset right now about Trump is this is definitely a new Trump that is constantly changing his story and all over the map, not just on the war, but a bunch of other stuff. So that's why I'm concerned. And without even trying to look, I mean, the top of Yahoo and just all over the news and just everywhere, my phone ringing off the hook. And you type my name into Google, stories everywhere. Jones turns on Trump. Jones says it's time to cut bait on Trump. It's over for Trump. And I did say that yesterday, but I quantified it. Maybe he'll wake back up and turn back. But if this continues, we just have to consider the fact that this is a new Trump and the old Trump is no longer with us. But I'm glad it got all that attention because we need a wake-up call to the president. Because all of his old supporters and the people that supported the old Trump have been demonized and attacked by his new surrogates that are a bunch of neocons and never Trumpers. I mean, Lindsay, Princess, Disney, Bubble Wand, pervert, Mark Levin, all the usual suspects, Ben Shapiro. These are the people he tells us to listen to. And then he says, speak for him. And you tune into them and they say, America's got to be ready to die in mass to take down Iran. So no, I do not support that. And I'm horrified by it. By the way, it's now being reported that Trump just stormed out of the Supreme Court hearing. But the controlled corporate press is so deceptive and there's no camera in the Supreme Court hearing room. There's audio. Who knows if that's even true, because that's from the Daily Beast. So remember, as much as Trump now suddenly is either losing his mind and changing his stories on things, sometimes 5-6 times a day on the same issue, like war, or he's lying. But let's never forget that it is the Democrats that are the absolute, and the left in general, that are the absolute kings of lying. And I've got some incredible examples today that specifically deal with me. They had a London Guardian article with a supposed whistleblower, former InfoWars employee that hasn't been here for 10 years, who constantly makes up new lies. Said we had a fish tank with a fish in it, and I got mad at the crew for not working, so I grabbed the fish and ate it. There's never been a fish here. Never done that. That's Wolf of Wall Street. Well, he's got all these new lies. But it's not about this guy being a liar or lying about me. It's about how bad the corporate media lies. But in this lie, we have them red-handed. Because how do you prove there was ever a fish tank and a fish? How do you prove these things? Well, in this case, they messed up. And so I am considering a lawsuit now. And I've already filed suit on the Democrats and their law firms and people, so I'm not playing around. So I'm going to have my lawyers reach out to both NPR, who first aired this, and then to the London Guardian when I get to this later. And it says, Jones was so obsessed with fake news and lying that he ordered his reporters to the Texas border to stage an Al-Qaeda beheading or ISIS beheading. And so they staged it and said that Muslim extremists had beheaded someone. Joe Biggs goes down the border when he was a reporter here, says, hey, we're going to do a skit to illustrate this. It's Joe. It's like a comedy with a head cut off. And we say in the report, this isn't real. And notice the London Guardian, they don't show the video of me staging the fake Al-Qaeda beheading because we say it's fake in the video and in my reports about it. So here's this reporter saying, or this cameraman, that he was sitting down there by me to stage a fake story. I didn't even know about this till Joe told me he was doing it. And it was just a stunt where obviously a big fake plastic head. And we said it was fake when we aired it. But it was to draw attention to how many ISIS and Al-Qaeda and others were coming across, according to the Border Patrol, that were being allowed across by Obama. So again, oh, Jones produced fake news. No, that's you. And this guy wrote a book, I guess, full of all this stuff. So we'll have to get the book. And look, I'm done. Here's what I have to sue, Chuck Owens. I told him he left. He left. We think probably an infiltrator the whole time. Dude, you already made a bunch of lies. Your whole life will be this now. And as you escalate your lies over the years, at some point, if you do it, I'm going to sue you. Because I just, at some point, cannot allow these people to continue to do this stuff. Because what next? Will they say I'm making methamphetamine in a bathtub at the office? Or that we've got an underground base with, you know, kidnapped kids? What will be next? What will be next? And it's like, I'm not a human. I'm just here to be demonized and lied about and destroyed. So you're on notice. I want a full retraction, and I'm going to do this later. I'm going to show you the evidence of the lies. But you're on notice, Josh, and the London Guardian and NPR. Retract it, and we're going to air it. I'll repost it to Access Report. You need to link to what we actually said and did, or I am going to sue you 100%. And I told the feds I was going to sue them, that the Democrats, the law firms, I sued them all, giant civil rights lawsuit. We're deposing them. Millions of dollars will be poured in the war against them. You want to be tagged onto that? Go ahead, Josh Owens. He is the biggest snake I've ever seen. And by the way, I'm going to bring the witnesses on air. Michael Zimmerman's no longer here because he went on to work for a tech company in Houston. Does a great job. But we're friends. He was hired at the same time as Josh. Right before Josh quit, they didn't want to stir up troubles. We don't do that here. They came to me after. They said, you know, we think he was trying to record us and set us up. They'd be on a road trip or something. We did a lot more reporting back then. He'd say, I sure hate these N-words. I'm sure sick of black people. And our crew members, not just him, but others would say, well, we're not racist. We like black people. Why are you saying the N-word? Please stop. And of course, he was obviously, we believe, recording us and doing all of this. So that's it, buddy. We're going to bring the guest on about you trying to speak your racist stuff and try to include us. We believe recording us. And we're going to put all the evidence on. And we're going to show that you're lying about me trying to stage an Al-Qaeda beheading. And if you don't retract it all, I'm suing you. You got that? So hope your leftist wife, Grimace, is happy about that. But we're not here. Do I look like a toilet for you to sit on and crap on and lie about? So now you went too far. In fact, line it up for today's Wednesday. Let's do it Friday. That gives everybody time to get in here. Call Zimmerman, get him in. We'll just go whole hog with this. We'll go whole hog with this. I mean, what a nasty, nasty, nasty guy. He keeps claiming that I'd send him out to do fake stories. None of that's true. But his identity now is the little hero that was here and refused to be part of the deception. The deception, we just have guests on and cover news. Everything we do is about trying to be as accurate as we can. But again, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than this guy. It's about how the corporate media are a pack of liars that just produce pure crap, and the arrogance of them to not think, hey, wait a minute, Biggs on his own decided to do that as an illustrative stunt and set up front, this is a dramatization, it's not real. We said in the article, in the video, when I covered it, never said it was a real Al-Qaeda thing. An idiot would know that. It looks like a Halloween party or something. But we said it was fake. I might do satire 2 or 3 times a year. You know, I'm jumping around in a gay frog suit. I'm not literally a frog, folks. Don't need to tell you that satire, but in this case, we did tell you that. So imagine him writing a book, going on NPR, doing all this, knowing that we have the proof it's a lie. But see, I put up with this for 10 years from this guy. But see, now we're in a different season. You have the madness of believing. Okay? So this guy's trying to make money off defaming me. Well, guess what, buddy? You're getting sued. So you get your Democrat law firms that fund you and all that. Get them lined up. Let's go. because I'm done. We're on the offense now. And that's why it's important you support us at thealexjonesstore.com, because you're not just funding my show and the other shows. And once we switch to the new network system, I don't know, we're planning to go 19 hours a day, I'll be the news director, all of that. You're funding our legal defense and offense against the deep state and what they've done. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The very best ultramethylene red, methylene blue, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best zeolites, the very best of every amazing supplement, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And here's the thing about the super high-end, black, murdered-out Faraday cage backpack with all these inner pouches. Protects your laptop, your iPad, your phones. Can't be tracked, can't be traced with it. Waterproof. It goes on and on with the World War II updated modern trench knife with also murdered out brass knuckles, skull crusher, and a limited edition America First t-shirt. A whole bunch of our very best supplements like the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit. The list goes on and on and on. A $600 value for $249. VIPs get it. Below cost, $199. And it will sell out quickly. It is our best seller right now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. So when InfoWars shuts down, I think that's a foregone conclusion here very soon. I'll do updates soon on that. It's okay. We have the Alex Jones Network that I don't own. They can't shut that down. Bigley owns that. The Alex Jones Store, they own that. And they established business and operation with dozens of other clients they work with, like Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and others. They got the big giveaways on the super trucks and everything right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And we also have the original X2, but even stronger, the purest, cleanest, real atomic iodine. People claim they have atomic iodine, they don't. That just means periodic table, pure, no binding agents, right into the body, next level, goes synergistic with everything else, with the zeolites, with the methylene blue, our proprietary methylene red. It is all amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I should tell you, there's a big rolling sale going on right now. New rolling sale, up to 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD and all the other super nutrients for your brain and your cells. Shilajit caps and gummies, both 40% off. MK Ultra that boosts your mind capacity. That's a good MK Ultra, 40% off. Atomic Defense, super amazing. Immune system boost, which means it's good for your whole body regardless. That's all 40% off, up to 35% off colostrum and life force, up to 30% off on iodine, methylene blue, methylene red, and creatine powder. Not just good for your muscles, great for your brain. We have the best form of creatine. The Alex Jones Signature Faraday Bag Bundle inventory is getting low, and all the goodies that are in there, two bottles of the Shilajit, two bottles of the sea moss, both gummies and capsules, and a bunch of the other products as well, the tactical trench dagger. Incredible deal, thealexjonesstore.com. And that way we can also sue NPR, the London Guardian, and good old Joshy Boy. Because I have to now. I mean, next. I mean, God knows what he'll say next. I mean, my God. They'll make stuff up even though it's a TV report, the opposite. Good luck, pal. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s.
They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down.
I'll tell you.
Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law.
Every day I see dozens of articles like this one. Blood on their hands, Florida moves to impeach radical judge after sickening release of predator leads the murder of a 5-year-old stepdaughter. I literally have more than 10 articles around the country just today of stories just like this. I mean, right here in Austin, these judges and the DA will release people that just shoot up downtown and shoot 5-6 people. And they just let them out, no bond. You see it in the news all the time. As long as they're black or Hispanic and not white. But if you're a white cop and defend yourself, you're going to prison in blue cities. And it's the same thing for white people that defend themselves in their own homes or anything. It's absolutely judges weaponizing criminals in a race war to create cloud and heaven collapse of society. And the same thing's done in Europe. Another illegal alien charged with murder in Democrat-run Fairfax County, Virginia. Been released and deported over and over again. They don't care. They know exactly what they're doing. Now let's start getting into Trump. When I first saw the story, I wasn't sure it was accurate. We had to check, and we did. They now have reports with the transcripts. They'll release the audio soon. That when Trump heard conservative members of the Supreme Court criticize to the lawyers during oral arguments Trump's position on the 14th Amendment birthright citizenship, he got up and left. So there you go. Now, he may have had a different schedule, which is making an appearance, but well, right about this, I support the point. Now, let's move to the war. So we have Trump. In the last 31 days, about 3 days into it, he starts telling us, as you know, on record, that we've won the war, but won't say what the objective was, and that soon we'll be out of it. And then he continues to say that Iran is trying to surrender. It'll only take unconditional surrender. They want to cease fire, but they can never produce the proof of that. And Iran keeps saying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Well, Hegseth said we've had regime change yesterday. I guess meaning they have the regime they want now. Trump came out and said it. And Iran's foreign ministry says that's not the case, and we're not working with you, and we're not even talking to you. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman calls Trump's remarks on Tehran allegedly asking for ceasefire false and baseless. And if you follow what's been happening the last month and that precedent, then you have to believe the Iranians. I don't know what the truth is, because the Iranians lie too. It's a mess, though. The stock market was up on the news. Oil fell a little bit, though it's the biggest 30-day rise in its history overall. And if this peace deal doesn't materialize, or the ceasefire doesn't, then it will only spike more in a couple days. And how many times can Trump do this where he says, we've got a deal, the war's over? But Iran is denying Trump's claim it requested ceasefire, calling it false and baseless. I don't know what the truth is. In the past, Trump was almost always truthful, so I would go with him. Can't do that now. Just like with Democrats, they lie so much, you can't believe a word they say. So I got a few clips here I want to play of Trump. Here's Trump on Iran. Again, we have had regime change. Now regime change was not one of the things that was a goal, because he knows it's illegal to attack a country first for regime change. Has to be, quote, imminent threat under the law, our law, not even foreign law, international law. And so he has a proviso. We finally got what we wanted, so now we're going to wind this down, he says, in a few weeks. Says 2 or 3 weeks in the next clip. And what do you want to bet it's made up? I mean, if I had to guess, this is horse crap. I would love a ceasefire. I'd love the Iranians to back down and unblock the Strait of Hormuz. But they know every time they start negotiating, they get bombed again. They have nowhere to run. Their back's against the wall. And that's a dangerous adversary. So play clip 10 and 11.
They've been, again, we have had regime change. Now, regime change was not one of the things I had as a goal. I had one goal. They will have no nuclear weapon. And that goal has been attained. They will not have nuclear weapons. But we're finishing the job. And I think within maybe 2 weeks, maybe a couple of days longer to do the job. But we want to knock out every single thing they have. Now, it's possible that we'll make a deal before that, because we'll hit bridges. And we've hit some. We'll hit some bridges. We've got a couple of nice bridges in mind. But if they come to the table, that'll be good. But it doesn't matter whether they come or not. We've set them back. It'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild what we've done to them. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no Air Force. They have no telecommunications. They have no anti-aircraft systems. They have no leaders. You know, their leaders are all gone. That's why we have regime change. We have nice new leaders. Peter, nothing to do with that. What happens to the Strait we're not going to have anything to do with, because these countries, China will go up and they'll fuel up their beautiful ships and they'll leave and they'll take care of themselves. There's no reason for us to do it. We hit them hard. We got rid of a lot of the radicalized lunatics along the strait. But if they want something, but I would say that within 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, we're hitting them very hard. Last night, we knocked out tremendous amounts of missile making facilities. We, as you probably read or wrote, we knocked out. Excuse me?
Pardon me for interrupting. The U.S. will be gone or done with the war in
two or three weeks.
Yeah.
We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this. Look, problem with the strait, a guy can take a mine, drop it in the water, and say, oh, it's unsafe. It's not like you're taking out an army or you're taking out a country or you don't. He can drop it. Or you can take a machine gun from the shore and shoot a little few bullets at a ship. Or maybe an over-the-shoulder missile, small missiles. That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up. Today, I heard tremendous numbers of ships were sailing through.
I mean, how do you unpack those 2 minutes of clips? Those are just unbelievable. Israel starts it, drags us in. 30% of the world's fertilizer goes through there. 27% of the oil and gas. It's already caused a chain reaction in the markets, creating huge inflation. And Trump says, we want unconditional surrender and you must open the strait or we will obliterate you forever. He said that again yesterday. And then the same day says, no, we're just going to leave the strait and leave all of you to it, even though the U.S. and Israel did this. I mean, that is not moral, folks. That is not the old Trump. That is crazy. And it will continue to affect the world markets and us. Yeah, it's going to hurt Europe and China and everybody else and poor people that live at a subsistence level with food production going way down, with upwards of a third of the fertilizer not getting delivered during growing times at the start of the growing season. I mean, perfect timing for that to be just devastating. And so, oh, we've knocked out most of their leadership, so that's the regime change you wanted. No, regime change meant getting the people in you wanted. That's not mission accomplished. So this is Trump realizing he got set up by Israel. The Pentagon told him don't do it. Eric Prince told him don't do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him don't do it. We were right. This was terrible. And now he's going to declare victory in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm sure that'll change tomorrow. In fact, what do you want to bet we're still bombing in 3 weeks? I would love to be proven wrong. But if I had to make a dead reckoning guess right now, I think we're there and I think we're still at war in 2 months. In 8 weeks. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I just know that this makes my head spin to be watching all of this unfold. J.P. Sears is coming in next hour. So in 2 hours, we're covering the waterfront, get to all these clips, cover all the news, ask what's coming in the future. Really smart guy, great talk show host, hilarious comedian. I really look forward to him being here with us coming up in the next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is telling folks about that local AM or FM station you listen to, or cable, or UHF or VHF station, and of course, sharing the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, and of course on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And if Infowars shuts down anytime in the next few weeks or month, again, I've already explained this, but there's a Texas receiver. They know it's getting blocked by the Texas Supreme Court. They don't care. You got this Antifa judge that's ordered us closed. They're not going to have a sale because they don't want good guys to buy it. And so they're just not paying the bills, and they're just not paying the rent starting today. And so the landlord could throw us out at any time, turn the lights out, and, of course, I'll comply with that. So I'm just sitting here right now in a no-man's land. The Alex Jones Network's built, ready to go, and we want Infowars.com. There'll be a new news site we announced and all the rest of it, and satellites to the same stations, everything else. And it's been a long, incredible fight. And we're suing them. They've been caught in a lot of process violations, civil rights violations. And so we just continue on. But that's where we are. And it's just insane. Absolutely crazy that all of this is going on. And, of course, it was a criminal investigation of what was done with us by the Anti-Weaponization Task Force, by Ed Martin, and that was killed by the Democrat Party operative, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. which is just all part of the continued Trump sliding from his mandate and his mission into oblivion. There's still a lot of good going on, but quickly Trump is moving away from his main mission. And on the current trajectory, I mean, he'll be Barack Obama in a few months if he continues this slide in policy, turning into a globalist Democrat. So we're pretty horrified around here. I don't know about you. But, I mean, do you expect me to get up here and say, oh, yeah, that's great. It's your fault, France. It's your fault, Germany. It's your fault, Saudi Arabia. It's your fault, third world countries that need the fertilizer and Australia that already has fuel running out, and all over the world, the jet airlines are saying within a few weeks they'll have to cancel most flights because lack of jet fuel. And what do you think that, and Taiwan can't make chips because they can't get the liquid natural gas? That's going to hurt us bad. I mean, this is crazy. All because Netanyahu did what he wanted to do and drug us into this, and they lied to Trump and said the regime will fall in a few days and the opposition will overthrow them. Remember Trump said that? That was the plan, and it didn't work. And remember what the founder and head of Blackwater said, a right-wing hawk. He said, I can't believe Trump did this. It's not going to go well. The Pentagon told him that. And he said, but just please don't escalate to boots on the ground, because that'll be the next thing. And that's why we need a repudiation of boots on the ground, because they have the talking point. They're pushing it everywhere. Fox, you name it. You do not want a ground war in Iran. And notice he's now backing away from that. And that's why we're going to put pressure. We get told by neocons and these influencers that are paid off by the establishment, by Israel and others, that being loyal to Trump and loyal to MAGA and being a good American means supporting whatever the neocons want and ground war with the Iranians and that nightmare. No, that's not what we voted for. And they want us to sit down and shut up, or they'll attack you, they'll intimidate you, they'll call you a traitor like they did Joe Kent, and a coward when they're the cowards. Israel says they won't help us in a ground war, but they want us in a ground war. Because they want you to shut up, because they don't want Trump to get pushback, because they want him bubble wrapped where they control him. So you bet your boots I've been all over Trump's ass and saying, really hardcore things that are true. Because they know I've been loyal to Trump from the very start, even before he announced his candidacy. Roger Stone came in to recruit me, went over the stuff, Trump's background, what he promised Trump would do. I said, okay, let me see. So I was already lined up to support Trump a month before he announced. And you notice, boom, right away, he's on the show, all that, bam. We had the biggest show in the world at that time, still gigantic. Biggest English-speaking program, period. Not just political, period, in the world. Billions of views a quarter on YouTube alone. Hundreds of radio stations, top rated. Number one on Shoutcast. Number one on every, number one on Apple iTunes. Number one, number one, number one, number one. And we backed Trump, and we went to the RNC, and a third of the people there, the hundreds of thousands, were wearing our shirts. And the left saw that and got horrified and said, oh, my God. And got declassified to the CIA, and Obama said, get that guy. And they set up a major project against me with Hillary Clinton involved. And all I've gotten is pain and attacks and everything for backing Trump. And I would do it as long as he was fighting hard. Never asked for support. Never asked them to protect me. I got reached out to by the Justice Department saying, hey, part of our task force, we know they did this to you. It's been declassified. We're going after him. And so I see, the neocon surrogates going, oh, Jones got paid, or Jones wants clicks. Got paid? I don't get paid for clicks. I don't get paid for what I say on air. I sell products, and if people think what I'm doing is a good job and they like the products, they buy them. And that's it. What I sell is completely separate from what I do on air. When I'm up here talking about stopping a nuclear war, and in a total ground war in World War IV, or whatever you want to call it, Pentagon calls it that. I just use their proper name. Mark Levin makes a big joke out of it, hoping his audience is stupid. And I just go down the line and do what is right. And that's it. I was around before the word influencer existed. With my guests and my audience and our action, we created the modern anti-globalist template. We created the gantry, the launch pad, the runway for Trump and other populists around the world, and were recognized by Bukele in El Salvador and by Bolsonaro in Brazil and by Nigel Farage in the UK and by Viktor Orban in Hungary as being the original that at a mass scale popularized this movement and freedom and energized the grassroots for everyone, not just here, but around the world to challenge the globalists. We spotlighted the UN. We spotlighted the World Economic Forum. We spotlighted Bill Gates. We hit the barbed wire first. We were the shock troops, my guests, my crew, this audience of activists. And I won't sell out that legacy of integrity for anybody. You can put a gun to my head, and I won't go against what's right. I won't move one centimeter from what I believe to be the absolute truth. Now, do I get things a little off sometimes? Do I get things wrong sometimes? You bet, and I tell you when I do. About a 98% accuracy rate. But in the general main, we've been dead on. And I am sick to my stomach and horrified at the change in Trump and just wounded and sad and upset because I have been so satisfied and so proud of what Trump's been through and what he's done and how far we came together. And it was a pleasure to stand with him and be persecuted right alongside him. And I still respect Trump for all that. And I still believe he is at heart a good man. But whether it's mental exhaustion or whatever it is or who's around him, he's making more and more big mistakes. I mean, Howard Lutnick should have been removed. When it turned out he was at Epstein Island repeatedly, lied about it, moved in next door to him, in business with him. All this stuff, he lied. He lied and Trump defended it. And it goes on and on from there. And that's a big problem. People go, well, the Democrats are way worse. Yeah, we know that. But we can't start compromising and becoming them. And we do need to focus on them. And we do need to focus on the bad they're doing. And the left generally around the world. That's absolutely essential to do. We must do it. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around that and trying to stay focused on what they're doing. But the Trump admin just continues to force me to focus on them like 30-odd six shot Charlie Kirk, September 10th last year, anybody that's ever shot high-powered rifles into animals, and they're just like humans, or anybody that shot humans knows, you don't shoot a 308 Magnum, is basically what a 30-odd-6 is, into a man's neck, and it doesn't come right out the back. I don't care if it hits a spinal cord, any of it. Impossible if you're shooting straight on. Now, if you're shooting straight down, yeah, because it's not going through the neck, it's going down through it, through the head, through the neck. And I said, we'll see if they produce the bullet. And the ATF says it's not 30-odd-6. Well, what is it then? And boy, as soon as we covered that yesterday, we got flooded by bots and influencers. How dare you be for Tyler Robinson? He's the murderer. How dare you side with the trans killer? I'm not doing that. I think Robinson was involved and thinks he killed him. Was up there as a drugged out patsy. Had all these people saying, Charlie be dead tomorrow. And Cash Patel killed the investigations into the Tranneyville there in that town. And killed the foreign involvement. And I reported it back in September 1st that that happened in the cabinet meeting. Confirmed months later and then by Joe Kent later. So there's an FBI cover-up, and it's not the same bullet. It's not a 30-odd-6. No crap. Ladies and gentlemen, a .22 short would have a good chance going through somebody's neck at that range. A .22 long rifle, 99% chance will go through. A .22 Magnum is going through. That is a little piddly round. .223 right through, even smaller stuff. 30-odd-6, it's so high velocity and so strong, even if it hit the soft bones, it would not even have that big an exit wound. Even though they normally do, but you'd have to hit some real meat and bone to do that. Anybody that's done hunting knows this is horse crap. I have blown hogs' heads basically off Well, the equivalent of 30-06. I've only shot a few things 30-06. I don't like it as much as a 300 Win Mag. My favorite. Laser beam. I mean, I've shot mountain goats and stuff between the eyes, 800 yards with 300 Win Mag. Bolt action. Just devastating. And the whole back of the head blows off. And it's just a little bit more powerful than a 30-06. Sorry, I'm starting to literally salivate over the 300 Win Mag. Everybody's got the rounds they love. I've been shooting 300 Win Mag since I was a kid, and I've shot it all. 338 Lapua, the Creedmoor. I've shot it all. 300 Win Mag. All right. I'm going to stop salivating over that. We got J.P. Sears coming in here. We have got masses of news. We have France approval of a record number of asylum seekers, despite their country being a cesspit, 80% reduction in terrorism, Islamics and all these military-age men, Africans running around raping and killing everybody. They have approved 2025. The numbers are now out. The record number of immigrants and making them legal, and now they're going to increase it. Just watching France commit suicide, it's all the same globalist plot, all the same globalist program. It's incredible. Trump's also strongly considering pulling out of NATO. I think that's a great idea. But he's pissed because Spain said, get out of our military bases. Don't fly weapons operations out of here. We believe your war is illegal. And by the way, get out of our airspace. But Spain's supporting the war against Russia that's even more illegal. So it's a communist leader over there. It's all pure crap. And then, of course, you've got South Dakota. The husband of Noam publishing on some fetish website, him with giant fake boobs dressed like a woman. I mean, you got Lindsey Graham with princess bubble wands following children around a Disney World. You cannot make this stuff up. I mean, just look at him, though. Why would you want to... He's some high-powered executive insurance company magnate, and in his off time, he dresses up like a woman. He'd make a good public school teacher, I guess, dressed like that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hour number two straight ahead. We'll get into all this and more, and there's new photos of Lindsey Graham with the princess wand. Stay with us.
In a world where globalist, depopulationist principalities and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.